The River of Styx, written by Morzila and read by Eos Rose. Sam resisted the urge to hit his head against the dashboard of the Impala. It was a near thing, but he did it. Gigantor, as Dean kept stubbornly calling the poor dog, whined in the back seat and covered his nose with his paws. "Dean," Sam said with a long, suffering whine.
"You don't like it? Turn it off," Dean replied with a smug grin.
"I hate you."
"Not what you said when I had your dick in my mouth last night," Dean replied with a smarmy grin.
The music in the car turned up despite both of Dean's hands staying firmly on the wheel.
"We're on a job,"
Sam tried to reason. Dean snorted and rolled his eyes.
"You don't even like Styx."
Sam tried a different tactic. Dean grinned back at him. The look was a little unhinged.
"Yeah, but that was before I could, like, summon their songs at will." "At will, man. Tell me that isn't awesome."
"It's not awesome, Dean. It's very unawesome. It's Styx."
Sam emphasized the word like it was something dirty. As far as he was concerned, it was. If he had to hear "Come Sail Away" one more time, he was going to scream. It was a clear abuse of their freakish powers, and Dean's obsession with it had only gotten worse when he had realized that not only could he channel the band themselves, but any covers of their songs as well. The original version of "Come Sail Away" was bad enough. The Cartman-sung South Park version was worse, especially when Dean decided that the sidewalk music, or the elevator music, or the freaking "Please hold, a representative will be with you shortly" music wasn't satisfactory, and he decided to change it. It wasn't like Dean was the one waiting on the line, now was he?
"Dude, look,"
Sam started out, trying to control the urge to rain wrath and fire down on the road around them.
"I know that you're getting a kick out of this, but don't you think you should focus on something a little more positive?"
Dean turned to look at him. The way his face twisted clearly suggested that he thought Sam had lost his mind.
"Like what? Growing freaking tomatoes?"
Dean asked mockingly.
"Tell me you're not still hung up on that,"
Sam pleaded, even though he already knew the answer.
Yeah. You get all the cool underworld-dominating demon-ass-kicking mojo, and I get to play Mother Earth. Not cool, Sammy. Now, controlling the River Styx, that is cool."
"If it was a 90s band, you wouldn't care," Sam lamented.
"That's because if they were a 90s band, they wouldn't have named themselves something cool. They'd be Fluffy Hearts Band, or Crybaby Tender Loves, or something. Besides, it's not my fault that my freakish powers can't tell the difference between the flow of music and the flow of some badass hell river," Dean argued.
"Underworld, Dean,"
Sam corrected wearily.
"Beside the point, Sammy,"
Dean dismissed his concerns with a wave of his hand.
"If you don't want me playing with this stuff, then you'll just have to learn to say no to blowjobs."
Yeah, like that was going to happen. It wouldn't fix anything to begin with, and Dean was too cajoling to go long without consummating their union.
"I can tell by your sigh that you agree with me," Dean said victoriously.
"Fine, whatever.
You're super cool with your ability to channel bad 70s songs with your sperm-transferred powers,"
Sam sniped sarcastically.
"Aw, I love you too, baby,"
Dean retorted as Lady started rolling around in the car at an obnoxious volume. Sam knew when to give up on an argument with Dean. He really did.
"Just," he asked as he pulled a cassette tape out from the glove compartment, "can we listen to Metallica instead?"
Dean gleefully stopped pumping Styx through the radio and popped the tape in. Sam was certain that he'd never been so grateful to hear Master of Puppets. The end.